joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, State Senator Pat Gallivan, taking part in an event today and looking to shine a light on an issue, Pat, that we talk about sometimes, but I feel like not very often. What to do when pulled over and stopped by police? And you're also talking about legislation to maybe include some of this information inside driver's ed courses that are given across the state. Hey, thanks for being with us. As a former sheriff, now as a state senator, I'm sure this is something you've thought a lot about in your career.
Yeah, well good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about what's a very important topic and something that's not talked about enough, in my opinion. You did mention my law enforcement career, both as a former sheriff of Erie County and a former state trooper. I know firsthand what can take place when the police stop a driver during a traffic stop and how quickly things can escalate out of control. Police do receive training in this. They receive it during the academy, during basic training, and it's something that they take very seriously, and I think almost all recognize that the police officer has the responsibility to be civil, to be professional, although they have to be firm. But at the same time, they have to protect themselves, and they have to look out for their own safety in order to protect the public. We have put forward legislation that I co-sponsor that would require training, require the driver's manual to include instruction on the driver's responsibilities and some things that the driver can do in order to ensure that the traffic stop stays civil and doesn't go awry. And hand in hand with that, we've developed a brochure that we're making available to drivers, to schools, to community centers, available on our website, that suggests some things to do when stopped by police: staying calm, cooperating, communicating, pulling over, avoiding unnecessary movements, being polite, articulate some of the rights that a driver has. And hopefully this education process can help minimize the potential for danger at a traffic stop, reduce the anxiety. And in the end, you would hope that the police officer walks away safely and the driver moves on safely. And if they have concerns about the police officer, that's the reason that courts are in place.
All right.
Any objections that they have, they can take that up with the judge.
So stay calm, cooperate, be respectful. It sounds like, right? It almost seems like you should also say what not to do at a traffic stop.
Well, you could do it that way. But I think by doing this in an affirmative sense, it can relieve people of the anxiety when they're pulling over. So if they know that they should pull off to the side of the road, they should pull over as soon as possible to the shoulder. If they know they should put their car in park, turn off their vehicle, roll down the windows, turn off the radio, put their hands on the steering wheel, avoid suspicious movements, all these things can help minimize the potential for conflict. If we look, it was widely publicized in the last couple of weeks, the Tyreek Hill traffic stop before the Miami game. We can easily see how that went awry. We saw cooperation at the beginning. While I don't know the events leading up to that traffic stop, nor I don't know all the details with it, what we saw in video, we clearly show that at the beginning, Tyreek Hill, as the operator, was cooperating. Then at a certain point, it escalated. He rolled up his window. He didn't follow the police instructions to roll the window down, and it deteriorated from there. And you could then see the reaction on the parts of the police officers. I think that some of it was inappropriate, but what led to this was the increased anxiety and tension at that traffic stop. I suspect that, this is speculating, but I suspect if the operator continued to cooperate, he never would have been pulled out of the vehicle, and we can argue whether that was appropriate or not, but we can see how it escalated, and the police officers who are human, at least one of them overreacted, in my view.
You're pushing for this to be included in driver ed courses and, you know, in anything you'd take a class or something like that to get your driver's license and get up to that full driver's license. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. And kind of surprising that this already isn't included.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting when you say that it's a no-brainer. When you mention that, it is almost, are you kidding me? How can this not be a part of it? It is part of driving what to do. We put all, you're educated in the traffic signs, stopping at a stop sign, yielding, a red light, and so on, speed limit. This is something that simply follows, and it is common sense. Now, many people say, well, we as parents, we talk about it with our children, but not all do. So this just, it makes common sense that we, the state, in this particular case, at almost minimal cost, certainly no additional cost to a driver, can provide this education to help minimize the potential for conflict so that both the driver and the police officer can leave that traffic stop, both of them safe, and not having escalated so that there things might take place that shouldn't take place, additional arrests, injuries, and so on. I mean, so we look at, I mentioned Tyreek Hill, we look at the Michael Brown case, and we look at the root of so many of these cases across the country over the years that all escalated because of misunderstanding on the side of the road.
It's so different now than when you were sheriff, right?
I think, we see more things now, and with the advent of cell phones being everywhere, police body cameras being on most police officers, I think it's more visible for people to see. And so I think those things are a good thing, that we can highlight something that isn't currently taking place that we can do a better job of.
Well, we'll see the results of this event today and maybe even this push in the legislature. Hey, Pat, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Appreciate it.